From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In Arizona, the body of a six-year-old boy has been found after being swept away during recent flash flooding. While a series of severe winter storms is tapering off in Arizona, the weather did millions of dollars worth of damage, and the governor there has declared a statewide emergency. From Phoenix, Mark Moran reports.
When it rains hard in the desert, usually bone-dry washes, which are areas designed to divert severe rain when it does fall, can fill up in seconds, fast enough that almost every time it happens, somebody gets caught in a flooded one. In this case, 6-year-old Jacob Baudek and his dad and sister were swept out of the bed of their disabled pickup truck by a rushing Awafria River. The dad and sister got to safety, but the boy didn't. Hikers found his body along the riverbank Saturday. The storm prompted a disaster declaration which made funds available statewide for cleanup and rescue efforts. Traffic, both on interstate highways and at the Phoenix airport, was severely disrupted, and a handful of state roadways were closed. More rain and snow are forecast for Wednesday. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
The storm that hit Arizona and New Mexico is the same one that brought fears of mudslides to Southern California. There have been no major reports of damage in the foothills outside of Los Angeles, but there are mounds of trash and debris on many area beaches. Harsh winter weather has also hit the Dakotas, where thousands are without power. There was a symbolic funeral Saturday in Haiti, with an estimated 200,000 people killed by January 12th earthquake. Mourners gathered in the country's capital to remember a vicar and the beloved Archbishop of Port-au-Prince. NPR's Jason Bobian was at the service.
There was probably about 1,000 people in this plaza right in front of the main cathedral in Port-au-Prince, or what's left of the main cathedral. The whole service was quite solemn. Some people were very emotional during the service. President René Préval was there, and he spoke briefly to the media as he was leaving. His security sort of escorted him out, and there were actually people chasing him out, shouting, "Aristide, Aristide," calling for the ex-president, Jean-Bertrand Aristide, to return, a definite sign of the frustration that people are feeling with the current government here in Haiti.
NPR's Jason Bobian reporting from the Haitian capital. There was some joy in devastated Port-au-Prince Saturday. NPR's Tamara Keith says a young man has been found alive.
He was trapped in the rubble of a fruit and vegetable shop and hotel for 11 days. But when the man was pulled out, officials said he was in good condition. Workers had dug a tunnel to give him water. This is truly remarkable because it is incredibly hot here, and people are having trouble with dehydration who aren't trapped in rubble.
NPR's Tamara Keith reporting from Port-au-Prince. From Washington, this is NPR News. The parliamentary elections scheduled for this spring in Afghanistan have reportedly been postponed. An Afghan official is being quoted as saying the elections will be held in September instead because the government lacks the $120 million needed to pay for the vote. A formal announcement is expected Sunday. The move is likely to be welcomed by Western countries who've been pressing for reforms to prevent a repeat of the fraud that marred the presidential election. The Food and Drug Administration has approved the first drug intended to improve walking skills in patients with multiple sclerosis. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Studies show 30% to 40% of MS patients who took the new drug could walk faster. The National MS Society says 2/3 of patients with the disease have difficulty walking. About 400,000 Americans have MS. The disease involves the slow destruction of fatty insulation called myelin that coats nerve cells. The new drug compensates for the loss of myelin, but it doesn't slow the progress of the disease. Early studies show the new drug could cause seizures in some patients. The approved version is a time-release form that minimizes this risk. Experts say further research is needed to identify which patients will benefit from the new drug, which will be called Ampira. Its maker has not yet set a price. Richard Knox, NPR News.
More than 1 million pounds of pepper-coated salami are being recalled due to concerns about salmonella contamination. The recall by the Rhode Island-based Danielli International comes amid an investigation of a salmonella outbreak that sickened 184 people in 38 states since July. But a link between the salami and the outbreak has not been confirmed. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, from Washington.